I've got Senator Doug Erickson with me right now. Senator Erickson, I want to ask you about this latest move by the U.S. Department of Justice and Attorney General Bill Barr to go against King County, to sue the county for having tried to shut ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement folks, out of Boeing Field and say you can no longer take illegal aliens out of that field, even though hundreds and hundreds of flights happened every single month during the entire length of the Obama administration, and I never heard Dow Constantine say a word about it at the time. I'm kind of curious what you make of that and whether or not you think it'll be successful to see King County sued for this.
Oh, I definitely think it'll be successful, Lars, and thanks for having me on.
You bet.
And it's one of those things we've been urging the Trump administration to start doing, and AG Barr is on top of it, and I think this is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of the actions they're going to be taking against rogue governments who refuse to work with us on enforcing our immigration laws.
Is there anything else that can be done at the local level? Because if somebody asked me, would you rather have a problem in Seattle or Portland or Spokane or wherever solved by the federal government 2,000 miles away or by local officials here in the region, and preferably in the community, I'd always say local is always better. And yet, Constantine got away with this, and I did, you know, I heard some objection to it at the time, but not much, and nothing that certainly changed his mind.
Well, definitely not with him. And Lars, also, we have to be clear with your listeners. This is not just people in the country illegally. These are criminal illegals who have already gone through the justice system, received their due process, been convicted of crimes, and now this county executive thinks that he can simply prohibit, you know, the feds from using the airport because King County owns a portion of it. So this is not people who are just here trying to live peacefully. These are criminals. And that's, I think, the story that needs to get out to the public, that the Dow Constantine and Democrats in Washington are making our streets less safe by, number one, trying to release criminal illegals directly into the population, but also by preventing ICE from doing their job.
Do you think there's anything the legislature could actually do about that? I know that it'd be nice if you had Republican majorities on both sides of the Republican majorities in both chambers, but you don't. So what else can be done?
Well, we're going to rely on the feds right now. And Lars, the hope that springs eternal, like the Seattle Mariners, is the 2020 November election, right? And people need to realize also that the radical law that was passed last year by Democrats in Olympia, basically creating a illegal harbor state here in Washington. I don't use sanctuary because that's a nice sounding term, but it's an illegal harbor.
That's a good way to put it.
In the country illegally. And people need to understand the radicalness of the bills that are coming out of here. And I think if we were able to communicate that effectively to the public, along with a strong election by President Trump, I think we can turn some tides here in Washington, hopefully in Oregon also.
Well, and I would hope it happened here because Oregon's, I think, one of the longest standing sanctuary states in America. And it's crazy. You know what I'd love to see you get? And I know you could. I know state senators and all can call up state departments, and sometimes you can pry loose numbers that's harder for citizens to get. But there's a guy in Oregon who does some work for us, and he's gone to the Department of Corrections, and he's actually got the numbers. So when people called Trump a liar back when he said, well, you know, illegals come here and they commit a lot of rapes and they commit a lot of murders, they, you know, the left, you know, started clutching their pearls and crying out in anguish, oh, my God, you know, you're being so mean and racist, and that's not true. Well, here are the numbers in Oregon. They think they're about 4% of the population is illegal aliens. 14% of the people sitting behind bars in the state prison in Oregon are convicted of murder and illegal aliens.
Wow.
4% in the state, 14% are murderers. 14% of the murderers in the state are illegals. They're punching above their weight, as you say. When it comes to rape, it's 18%. And I'd be willing to bet the numbers aren't a whole lot different in the state of Washington. If Department of Corrections in Washington had the numbers, and you say, well, what percentage of the state is illegals? 4 or 5%. What percentage of the murderers in your prison are illegals? Convicted killers, not accused. 14, 15%. That suggests that there's a major problem with that population of people, doesn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. And Lars, one of the other things is, When people try to make President Trump or other people that support secure borders call him racist, if you go into immigrant communities, they are some of the strongest supporters for shipping out these criminal illegals, because those are the communities that are being made less safe by these people who are in the country committing these crimes. So there's big support in immigrant communities, people who have come here legally, who want to see these criminal illegals sent out of the country.
Well, see, I would love to see, and I've invited it before, I'd love to see a Latino group that says we don't like the fact that when people look at us, if we look Latino, they figure, well, there's about a, you know, this on the numbers, 50% chance somebody who looks Latino in Oregon or Washington is an illegal alien. The other 50% are honest, law-abiding citizens who are here as legitimate residents of Oregon and Washington. I would hate it if the way I looked made people think, yeah, there's a better chance than not that he's probably a criminal alien. I would resent that. And yet I don't hear a lot of Latino groups standing up and saying, we're on the side of the president. Let's enforce the law. Those of us who came legally did the hard work. Those who didn't should be sent back. I wish we did see groups like that, but I'm not aware of one.
Well, I'll work on trying to get some people to come on your show and talk about it. I remember when I did the Trump rally in Everett for then-candidate Trump.
Yep.
We had people from all races and all creeds and all walks of life up there talking about why they like President Trump, and many of them spoke about securing our borders. And we got to remember also when we're talking about securing our borders and people here illegally, it's not just people coming from Latin America and south of the border. It's from all over the world. And we have to always remember that we need to secure our borders at the airports, at the south, at the north, and in our seaports also, as we try to secure our nation and have a legal system for people to come in. So critical.
Well,
I will definitely work with you to find people to come on your show and talk.
Senator, I take your point, and I'm not trying to say they all are, but on the numbers, 65% of illegal aliens present in this country right now, by the best estimates at Pew and elsewhere, come from Mexico specifically. Another smaller percentage come from Central and South America. And there are certainly people illegally here from Canada and from Vietnam and from Russia and other places, but they are a tiny percentage of the whole. The vast majority of them come from south of the Rio Grande. And when people try to ignore that fact, it doesn't make logical sense to say, well, and I kind of gets my back up when I hear, well, it's from every part of the world. Yes, but it's mostly from Mexico. Two-thirds of them are from Mexico. And that's not against Mexicans. It's saying, if you're a Mexican, stay in Mexico. If you want to come to America, come as a visitor, come as a green card, do the hard work to get the green card, come here and obey the law. But don't come here illegally. And if they're two-thirds of the problem, then the other people who are here legally who have the same appearance, if they resent that, then stand up and speak out about it. I think the Democrats would be stunned if Latinos and other people said, hey, we don't like the fact that our reputation gets besmirched by people who just happen to look like me. Just like I've told people, I actually physically resemble what Ted Bundy looked like, because almost all serial killers, or the majority of serial killers, are white males. But if people looked at me and said, well, you're probably a serial killer because you're a white male, that would be absurd. But when it comes to illegal aliens, the illegal aliens do, come from predominantly from one place. But I'd love to see those numbers from DOC if you were able to lay your hands on them.
Yeah, we'll make an effort to get those for you also, and we'll just keep trying to have better laws in Washington State. And like I say, there are tons of Latino groups out there that are supporting President Trump and his efforts to secure our border.
And I support them. Senator Erickson, thanks very much.